Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
Oh. Cocktails. Today, we have an awesome episode. We are making
guacamole
and cocktails because they go great together.
They go great together.
So we are doing one of our favorite cocktails where we use kombucha because you can detox while you retox and, you know, hashtag health. And Tony's amazing guacamole. What do we have here?
We've got tomatoes, lime, salt, jalapeno, avocado, onion, and some dried cherries for a little bit of pop.
Yes, and delicious tortilla chips waiting to go for the cocktail. We've got, well, we also have a second one maybe in the works, a margarita. We've got all fresh fruit. We sweeten our cocktails with agave. Of course, we're not using any honey, and we don't have time to make a simple syrup.
No, ain't nobody got time for that.
So super fresh, super easy, and goes great with anything, but especially Tony's guacamole.
And on today's episode, we have a very special guest for you. We have someone that I've known for half of my life.
Crazy.
I know. It's weird to think about. Do the math. what is that like? Almost 16 years. World Cup winner, gold medalist, super mom, super athlete, wonderful human.
Yeah, we're lucky to have her as a teammate on the Orlando Pride.
Sydney LaRue!
Back there.
Go in the middle.
Oh, okay.
Welcome.
Just hanging out. Thank you guys.
Thanks for
having
joining
me.
Us on our show today.
Of course.
We know you can't turn down a cocktail and guacamole.
That. You know me too well.
So let's warm up with our cocktail so we can be, you know, feeling good to make the guacamole. And for this kombucha mule, a play on a Moscow mule, of course, we use ginger kombucha, but Tony and I like all the flavors of kombucha, so we've got a cranberry, a strawberry, and a ginger, so you can choose. And that's just going to be paired with a little or a lot of vodka, some fresh lime, and we even have some frozen fruit to throw in there. And that's all you need. It's super simple. It's so refreshing. It's got the tang, and it's got all those gut-healthy probiotics and vodka.
Yes. And vodka, the most important ingredient.
Tony, would you mind grabbing the frozen raspberries?
Not at all.
Thank you. Okay, so we're going to go ahead. I garnished with a little lime already. I'm going to do, I don't know how many ounces you usually like. You can whisper it in my ear.
Heavy pour.
Actually, of course, I need some ice. Fill your glass with ice. And since we're also going to have some raspberries just to add a little extra sweetness. Tony's definitely on the sweeter end of the spectrum with cocktails. And of course, again, it depends on what brand of kombucha you have. Is it a sweeter version? Whatever your favorite one is, but we'll add a squeeze of agave to make sure that it is exactly to our liking.
Okay.
So I'm gonna do, of course, our vodka here. Mm.
Liquid of the agave. Liquid of the gods.
Okay, we'll give Tony and Sid a little extra pour here.
Perfect.
And then I don't know, are you feeling the mule with the ginger? Do you want to go with the strawberry, on the vodka?
Let's do the strawberry.
Strawberry, good choice. So you can just fill it up. Like a 1-to-3 ratio is good. What would you like?
Surprise me.
Okay, I'm gonna do the ginger.
Look at you being healthy.
You know, I'm getting.
You're trying to be healthier than
us. That isn't ginger. Also detoxifying and anti-inflammatory. I need that after the game.
I love that we're talking about like being healthy while drinking.
While drinking agave.
Like, hey, kombucha's really gonna do it.
Okay, I'm just doing a squeeze of agave. I like mine a little more sour, and then Tony.
She's trying to be healthier. Though.
Yeah,
I know. Whatever.
I'm so healthy.
Strawberry or raspberry? Sorry.
Yes.
There you go.
Okay. This also helps keep it cool, and as they melt and kind of soak up that alcohol, you eat those at the end, of course. These are very Instagram worthy, I think.
They are.
We'll do just an extra little hit of lime. I can get anything out of here. Okay.
And no raspberries for you, ma'am.
You know, I'm just going straight ginger here.
Boring.
I know. Okay.
Yes.
So, my ladies.
Oh, it looks so pretty.
This does.
Okay. Cheers.
Cheers. Perfect while we make our guac.
Just take the edge off.
Be hit.
That's nice.
So, what would you say? What does an afternoon after training look like for you? Mm. Two kids running around.
The cutest kids, by the
yes.
way. Yes,
Cassius
sweetest
and
kids.
Rue.
Yes, let's see. I maybe have like a couple hours to myself. While they're at school. Mm-hmm. And then I go get them from school. We play for a little bit. I cook them dinner. And then we do bath, bedtime. And we do it all over again the next morning.
How do you find the energy to do it all?
I think that you just do it because you like really don't have a choice. Mm-hmm. So I think you're like pushed in it and you're like, okay, that's normal. Like I feel like everyone always talks about that tiredness that you have. And I'm like, I think moms just live in a state of exhaustion. So it's like, I'm used to it. So it doesn't bother me. Like the tiredness doesn't bother me.
That's insane to me because when I come home from training, I'm like, I need to take a 5-hour nap.
Yeah.
So I could not imagine.
I know.
Like, and you have dogs.
Yeah, and I have two dogs. I know. I haven't taken a nap in years. Years.
So now you are able to, which I know we're working with the league and with making sure that our moms have the support that they need. Mm-hmm. On an away trip, who are you bringing as your support system? Obviously, we're training during a game. Mm-hmm. What does that look like?
Yeah, so we're able to bring a nanny with us to take care of the kids, which we did last away trip, which was really nice, but also stressful and crazy at the same time. But it's been nice. I think we're like taking steps forward to take care of moms and working moms. And I think it's been a really cool progression. Not at the beginning, but now.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, what was that like the first time you had Cassius?
Oh my goodness. I didn't have any help with Cassius. I would bring him to training. He would come to like our meetings. He would come to everything. He came to every practice, every meeting, every away game. It was like, I actually looking back to it, I can't believe that that's how I did it. Like I could never do that now. I'd be like, you can stay home.
Stay home with the nanny.
Yeah. And now Rue just has added to the chaos and craziness of my life, and it's been perfect.
And you are hoping to add a couple more.
You know what? I said that I wanted 4, and now I feel like I'm in the thick of it, and I'm just like, let's chill for a little bit. We'll see what happens. But
Sid comes to training every other day. So one day she's like, when are you and Lucas going to start? It's so fun. You guys should have 4 kids. Then the next day she's like, wait.
Yeah.
Don't. Enjoy your life. So I'm getting mixed messages every day.
That's so true. It depends on the day. It depends on how I wake up with the kids. If I think you and Lucas should start trying. Or not at all.
Can we make our healthy snack?
Yes. Okay. Yes,
great.
Yes.
So, Sid, I thought we could just like build your own guac. Obviously, we have all these super yummy and healthy, fresh ingredients, but I want you to make something that you would like. So what would you put in your guac?
Okay. Guac? So I know a lot of people are going to not like this answer, but I actually hate tomatoes.
Oh, that hurts
so
my
take
soul.
Those off,
So there she goes. There she goes. And then I love onions. You know I love my onions.
Okay.
So here we go.
Heavy on the O. No
heavy.
Tea.
So Sid is one of our probably toughest critics when it comes to vegan eating.
This is true.
Which is probably why we were gentle here with the cocktails and guacamole, which do have to say, you have to be careful when you are ordering drinks, there are liquors that are processed, filtered using animal products, whether it's fish or other animals. So that's also, even if you're not vegan, it's probably something that you want to be aware of, because when unexpected things are additives or just how the alcohol is filtered. Same with wines. If you see that vegan label, then you're good to go. And of course, with the alcohol we have today, it's all vegan and animal friendly. But Sid is the person who, when we come in talking about like our cauliflower steak or like our cauliflower fish tacos, and she's
like, just, "We're not calling it a steak; it's a cauliflower."
Sends those memes that are like giving vegans a hard time.
I always send the vegans the memes. That's the way.
But you're a great chef. You're always coming in talking about your sous vide. You're making lobster. You're doing a steak.
You made a chicken pot pie the other day, and I was like,
"Oh yeah, with biscuits on top."
I almost turned. Yeah, you
almost got me.
Putting those traps out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where did you learn to cook?
To be honest, I think it was quarantine. Mm. Like, I think it was like my moment, just like away and to myself, and just like getting into cooking. And now I love it. Like, it really has just been like the past year.
Yeah.
Wow.
That I've really gotten into it. Yeah.
Okay. I bet it's so nice too to like give your kids something super yummy and like stuff they'll enjoy.
Except usually they don't eat my cooking. Yeah. So I have to like, make something
else.
Eating
the lobster?
No.
They want the chicken tendies?
Yeah, they want mac and cheese and chicken nuggets. Yeah. But no, I try. I make like, you know, a little pasta for them and try and like hide veggies in there sometimes. But
so would you consider, I mean, is there any night a week maybe that you're doing vegetarian?
Of course.
When
of
our meatless Monday.
Yeah, when our cookbook comes out, we can count on you Mondays. To, okay.
Yes. Thank you. Promise.
Okay. She's going to be our biggest fan.
Yeah, I am.
And Sid, I mean, we mentioned it, of course, World Cup winner, Olympic gold medalist. You've done so much in your career, and you were also naked in a magazine.
Yes, I was. Oh my God, that was like eons ago.
I want to...
What was that like?
Are you completely...
Completely naked.
Like nothing, even just to cover the bits?
No. So like when... And I was on a trampoline, so you can imagine the disaster.
Yo, this is Brandon Marshall here to talk to you about some of my favorite things to eat. The carb fear is real, but carb-heavy foods are often the ones we love the most. Hero Bread makes those same delicious favorites free of consequences or compromises. They've remade carby, empty-calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious versions that include no net carbs, 0 grams sugar, and fewer calories, plus protein and fiber. The soft, fluffy experience you love when enjoying a refreshing BLT, savory breakfast burrito, or mouth-watering cheeseburger. Something for every craving, including sliced bread, loaves, buns, and tortillas. And they have monthly small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the 2 gram net zero hero croissant or the 1 gram net carb hero cheddar biscuit. Don't give up being a breadhead. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code athlete at checkout. That's athlete at hero, hero.co.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans. That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. The Active Cash Credit Card is ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, that's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/active. Cash.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
You would like jump and you would like get into the move, and mine was like a bicycle kick. So, you know, things are all over the place.
No.
So the picture would come up on the big screen, and then like if there was something showing, it was like quickly deleted. But okay. Everyone saw it okay. like in house, and I was like,
were you like, I don't know, I would be so nervous or like.
Yeah, I think in the beginning it was nerve-wracking, and then you like get comfortable throughout yeah. the day. You're like, whatever.
Well, someone with over a million followers and you are so open with your life, with your children, how do you use your platform or what inspires you to be so open? And I know last year we were protesting mm-hmm. together with yeah. Black Lives Matter, and just how have you experienced having that big platform and using it in this very, very kind of challenging yeah. time, yeah. shocking time, but also yeah. having the ability to do good using your platform? You have such a big voice.
Yeah, thank you. I think for me, I just try and be myself. Like, I just try and be as authentic as possible. And I think social media can really, like, not be that a lot of the time. And I think, you know, showing the bad parts is just as important as showing the good parts. And yes, I mean, this last year has been crazy for all of us, really. Just bringing light to that, and especially like as a woman of color, you know, it's very important to me. And of course, now I have children. And so mm-hmm. it's even more important that, you know, we create a better future for our kids and, you know, the next generations.
That's true. I mean, I really love that we did that, a lot of us as a team and a collective, mm-hmm. and I thought it was so inspiring and yeah. so, I don't know, it just kind of builds bonds with each other. And
we had some, like, intense conversations yeah. Yeah. last year and this year. And so it's just really nice, like, being on the same page as everyone, and I feel like that's really rare. And mm-hmm. I think, you know, our team has done such an amazing job with, like, being together in this.
Yeah, Tony and I have spoken about it, too. Being in a team sport, mm-hmm. of course, if there's differing opinions, it can yeah. be hard. But I was so impressed with Naomi Osaka and how she took it upon herself as an individual
yes.
athlete
yeah,
with yeah. the masks and bringing awareness. But I feel so lucky that we have a team, this large group, to offer support to each
yeah.
other. And because it can be scary and,
totally.
And posting anything
Absolutely.
Or even the shirt you wear arriving at game day, there. Mm-hmm. thousands and thousands, or in your case, millions of people who are going to see that photo. And it's what's the statement you're making, showing who you are, what you support,
yeah.
The kind of human you want to be, the kind of life you want to lead. And I think it's been so inspiring getting to know you and being able to have that confidence then in my own life and my own social media, what I can show. And even going back to how you're saying in quarantine and showing the what it's really like to be married, to have kids in this crazy lifestyle. And it's so refreshing to
yeah.
have that authenticity.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah. And being stuck.
Being trapped.
Stuck. Yeah, trapped inside with your husband and children. It's just beautiful.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
But that's life. It's authentic.
It is.
And that's the type
it
of representation,
is.
Especially as females, that I think yeah. is so important for the younger generations to see.
I think that's one of my favorite things about you, is that you're so authentic and you're so outspoken and you're so yourself and you just tell it like it is. And I mean, just speaking up about things that matter, and you're so brave in doing this, just your willingness to come out and share your story of having a miscarriage, I think mm-hmm. that was so awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And just, I see like the positive feedback from everyone mm-hmm. just supporting you, and
yeah.
and it's so common.
Yes,
and
it's very common.
And you wouldn't, I don't know, you wouldn't think, because people
no.
don't talk about it, but for you to speak up and use your platform in that way, I think that was
yeah.
that was awesome of you.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. On that note, I think, do you want to try this? But I think we might need another
yeah.
drink
yes.
to enjoy with
always,
the,
always, always.
Don't feel pressured to finish this one, but
no,
see what you
I do feel pressured.
Taste, oh, I would also like to try this.
Yeah, let's try it. So in this
thank
one,
you.
We,
no tomatoes.
No tomatoes. Avocado, salt, lime, jalapeno, onion, and some dried cherry for a little bit of pizzazz.
Mm-hmm.
We got a winner?
Mm-hmm.
That is so good.
Mm.
So since we protected our gut with that amazing kombucha, I think now we can have a margarita.
We gotta fire up the gut again.
Exactly, exactly. So, Sid, I would like your help over here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna grab our margarita glasses.
Mm-hmm. I'll just be here eating this.
Yeah, wow. That's unreal. The onion. Mm-hmm. It's all about the onions. It is. I'm not having the tomato.
no tomatoes. So, Sid, obviously, like, I don't have children yet, but I do have dogs.
Mm-hmm. Just as important.
Just as important. I don't know if I have a favorite. Mm. And I'm sure you get this question all the time. Is there a favorite child?
Okay. I asked my friend this before I had Rue. I'm like, just tell me. Like, just be honest. Don't be like, oh, I don't have a favorite. And she's like, no, I really don't have a favorite. And I do have a favorite. It's just like a matter of what time it is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it depends. Mm-hmm. It like changes throughout the day. So I can't have, it's probably 50-50, but in a moment I have a favorite in that moment.
Like if someone's throwing a tantrum, they're not your favorite.
No, exactly.
Get it.
Yeah. Okay. Do you have a favorite?
Oh my God, a favorite dog. So I have three. Oh man, Marta's gonna kill me for this. Well, it's tough because Zoe was mine from the get-go, so I've had her all her life and we just have a bond, you know? But I love all of them dearly and they're all great. But I would, I get what you're saying. Like,
So it's Zoe.
No, but some days Zoe doesn't wanna give me love and I'm like, okay, well, who else is going to give me love here?
Whoever gives you love, that's the favorite.
That's the favorite. Whoever's giving me the most love.
Just on the day.
Yeah.
Okay, Sid, I'm going to put you in charge of limes. Mm-hmm. So we're making a citrus margarita. We've got grapefruit, lemon, and lime. And I'm also going to sneak a little bit of pineapple in there. I know Sid likes pineapple.
Sneak.
I've already salted the glasses and we've got our tequila and sweetening with agave. It's super, super simple and so fresh using the fresh fruit. So keep going with that.
Do you want me to do the everything?
Yes, please. You get the lemons. I'll hand squeeze the grapefruit.
You need a grapefruit squeezer. I have one.
How big is a grapefruit squeezer?
They're large.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah, it is a thing.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. Is it like a machine or is it like a thing like this?
No, it's like a thing like this, but it's like...
huge.
Yeah, I'll send you a
picture. I'm going to have to get it.
Mm-hmm. Is it on Amazon?
Amazon. By the way, Sid should be a spokesperson for Amazon.
Oh my gosh, I've never met any product.
I have it all.
I've never met anyone.
All of the kitchen gadgets, I have it all.
I know. Anytime you're on your phone, just scrolling through Amazon.
Amazon will tell me what I need.
Do you ever get in trouble for the amount of Amazon packages that are arrived to the house?
Of course. Has Ash not told you when I used to send my Amazon packages to her house?
No.
To her and Alex's house. So Dom couldn't see. Yeah.
Oh my goodness, that's so funny.
Yeah.
No, Sid, you're like the most amazing. Like if you did infomercials, you're talking about like the toys for your children. And I'm like, I need that. I want that. You're talking about like a lawnmower. I need that. I live in an apartment. I don't have a lawn, but you're so persuasive.
When you do your gardening.
Oh my God.
Yeah. When you're doing ads for gardening, it's like, we're getting a garden.
Yeah.
It looks amazing. And we got a garden.
Yeah.
So
I did the garden too.
How is it, by the way?
It's dead now.
Same.
But
non-existent.
No. It's harder than they make it out to be, that's for sure.
But my cucumbers, they
My cucumbers.
I was like, what am I going to do with 25
Remember
cucumbers?
Remember I told you if the leaves come or the flowers come, it's game over. Now it's all flowers.
Okay, that was a big squeeze. It's for the three of us. Got the tequila in there. This is, okay, haven't used this shaker yet. I'm a little bit nervous.
Be careful. Okay. It might explode.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
We like explosions.
We have that one.
So far, so good. Okay,
like Tom, shake weight.
Will you grab me some sparkling water?
Yep.
Please. Okay. We have another shaker. I wanted to muddle a little bit of pineapple.
You gave me my favorite margarita recipe.
Oh, Allie's grapefruit?
Grapefruit.
Mm. We're saving it for the book.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
Please. Okay, I'm just muddling a few pineapples. So this is a little bit extra to add the pineapple, but we have Sydney LaRue here, so.
Love extra.
It's worth it.
So, since we know that you love a good cocktail, at home, what is your go-to? Like, what are you making?
You know the Cetriolo from Prado?
Mm-hmm.
I don't. What's in there?
It's cucumber vodka.
So good.
Sweetened, like the sour mix.
Yep.
Basil, and white cranberry juice. And it's like in a martini. But that's been my go-to.
Yeah.
But then, you know, you start making something and then that's all you have and then you get sick of it. That's how I felt with the margarita, because I used to do the margarita all the time. Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to have to go back to the margarita.
Yeah. I think what I love about the marg is you can just put anything in it, really.
Yeah.
Cucumber marg, grapefruit marg, pomegranate. I don't know. Pomegranate marg.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I've muddled pineapple and added a little bit of lime juice to get even more liquid. And then I'm going to just strain that into the glass.
Oh, that's how that works. I was doing it the other way.
How did you do it the other way?
I don't know. Not well, I guess.
Just to get some of that pineapple and lime into the bottom of the glass. Mm-hmm. But we've got a lot of flavors going in here.
You guys, I'm shook. I was doing it the wrong way this whole time.
Wait,
give me that. I was doing it like this.
How would that make any sense?
No. As long as the drink tastes good, you know?
Yeah. You must have had a couple margaritas.
They say you learn something new every day, so.
And with your tequila, you can go 1.5 ounce, you can go 2 ounce,
three and a half, four. Yeah, whatever.
Whatever you need, because these citrus flavors really go well with the tequila.
I think we should take it to the table.
Let's take it to the table. Okay, I'll grab yours, Tony.
Thank you. I'll bring the guac and chips. Oh, Sydney's got the chips.
I'll bring the chips.
I got the guac.
Okay. All right, you're in the middle, guest of honor.
Thank you.
Here you go. She was just tasting the salt.
Sorry. Sorry about that. That was rude.
Cheers.
So rude of me. Ooh. I drink by myself.
I feel like I'm in Mexico.
Mm. Mm. Mm-hmm.
That's really, I mean, fresh.
Very fresh.
Mm. Can't even taste the tequila. It's kind of dangerous.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. I think all of those flavors, especially the grapefruit, I think really cuts away.
We definitely
away the...
put it in there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Let me get a guac chip.
Yeah. What's your favorite food?
Ooh, maybe sushi. Sorry. Thoughts on vegan sushi. Maybe raw fish. No, I'm just kidding.
That's something Tony's been trying to convince me about the vegan sushi.
We'll get her to watch a documentary.
Yeah, I did that.
Did you watch? Did you watch?
I've watched them all.
Yeah. And you're just like, nah.
No, I feel bad.
Yeah.
I do feel bad. I do feel some type of way.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get hungry. And sometimes I feel like I tried to be vegan and I went and bought all of the things and mm-hmm. I just didn't know how to put things together. So I think this is like so perfect for the one that wants to try that. And I told you I would absolutely try.
You can make some guac.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And I can definitely do the alcohol.
Yeah.
No problem.
Cheers to that.
Cheers mm-hmm. to doing the alcohol.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This is a weird question, but like, I do the same. Like, I lick the salt.
Mm.
Like, is that the method?
Right.
Or do you drink it?
I always just like took it like together.
I always lick it.
That looks not like very.
Well, don't look at me.
You're looking at whatever. It's like private.
It's your private moment.
It's like, you know, just some time to yourself. There we go.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
I'll just do it the normal way.
Oh!
You know what I love, though, is I've always given you shit about being vegan. And I always...
She can handle
it. I do give them a really hard time.
Yeah. It's fine.
But it's only out of love.
Oh. It's only out of love. To be fair, some of the memes
Rescue
are
mission.
Funny.
Yeah, they are. They're...
The memes are funny.
Mm.
I think the cookbook's going to change your life.
She's going to be the number one person promoting this cookbook.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be like one of those die-hard vegans.
Mm-hmm.
Die-hard.
sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.